It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Telly, I forgot to tell y'all, just in case you were looking for something to do on Sunday, the Milwaukee Host Committee for the RNC is hosting a big old party at the Summerfest grounds called the Red, the White, and the Brew Party, featuring country music star Tracy Atkins. Who's going? Coming with me?
When is it, Sunday?
I'm just kidding. It's Sunday.
This Sunday?
Summerfest grounds.
Dog it, I'm going to be out of town.
Tony, you game or lame?
I gotta vacuum my living room. Cannot go.
Well, y'all wasn't gonna be able to get in no way because you gotta have credentials. You have to be credentialed.
Oh, sweet!
You gotta be credentialed to go to the opening concert. Well, I guess that's the welcoming to the
Dang! Let me tell
we
you
need
right
to hurry
now,
up
Telly.
And get our credentials.
The Secret Service ain't playing. The Secret Service is in charge of planning, coordinating, and implementing security and public safety for the entire RNC, including Sunday's Red, White, and Brew Party.
Wow.
Featuring Tracy Atkins.
That's crazy.
So, look, you know how black folks are. You know how we are. It's like, we already got it bad enough. Now we got to deal with this mess. I hear you, Milwaukee. Now, again, the Summerfest grounds on Sunday are going to be closed. The street closures are going to include, watch Tony and Telly's, but y'all ain't going to be here, so it don't matter. I-794. So 794 is going to be closed, like the Homebridge area.
No access.
From 5 a.m. on July 14th to midnight on July 15th.
Excuse me.
I was going to take the home bridge to the airport. I'm leaving on the 14th, but I guess I got.
Well, you might want to come up with an alternative route, Tony. You're not going to be able to play the Tony Smith card that day. Hey, I'm Tony Smith. That's all you're going to hear.
We've got one here.
Right. The Secret Service. Let me ask you a question. How many times in life have you ever seen the Secret Service have a conversation with somebody, with a civilian?
Very rare.
How many times you ever? Milwaukee. You
disappear into a black truck immediately.
Like, yeah.
Man.
And the way that they watch, you just reminded me, DT, I interviewed President Bill Clinton. One time, I actually interviewed him twice, but the first time I interviewed him was at a Brooklyn Nets Milwaukee Bucks game in Brooklyn. And I interviewed him at halftime. And what people didn't see on camera, there's like three people, but they were in regular clothes and they were just staring at me, just watching to see. I was like, man, look, it reached a point after I was done with my interview. President Clinton wanted to keep talking. And I said, no offense, President Clinton, but I don't know if I should remain here. I say, they just keep staring at me like they're going to do something to me. He's like, oh, they're not going to do anything. I'm like, well, I don't feel that way.
They ain't going to do nothing to you, President Clinton.
Right.
Tell them don't reach in your pocket for a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, so it is real. And like you said, they don't have conversations.
There's no talking.
They didn't even speak to you.
Like, for all you ambitious brothers and sisters out there, I feel you because I'm one of them too.
Yeah,
but if you start that, man, do you know who I am?
That's
all you're gonna hear.
Don't be ambitious this week. I mean, during that week, let's just say that.
You can wear a MAGA hat and maybe get away with something. It'd be a little easier on you. You go, oh, okay,
man.
He's got a MAGA hat on. Can't be too bad.
I don't even think that would work, Tony. Because here's the thing: if you're gonna wear the MAGA hat, then be quiet. You can't wear the MAGA hat and be like, man, I'm a Trump. I love Trump. That's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear your body physically being moved into a black van.
I'm just trying to get across the home bridge, Denise. I mean, that's all I'm trying to do now.
Tony, don't do it.
Day. You're going to be swimming.
I'll have a bunch of Trump stickers on my car, three flags flying.
Look, Telly, it's a shame what happened to Tony Smith.
I mean, what if I drive?
We tried to tell him.
Hey, what if I drive the Dukes of Hazzard car? Can I get across?
Still ain't gonna happen.
Man, do you not hear what I'm saying to you? I'm trying to help you out.
No, yeah. I'm just trying to see if there's any way I can go.
I want you. Here's what I want you to do, Tony.
You better say you, Tim Scott.
I want look. Watch this. I want you to take Capitol all the way to Brookfield, and then I want you to turn around and get on 94, and then get on 45, and then get off of
I'm like, it takes an hour and a half to get to to General Mitchell.
Look, what I say, Telly, I want you to go down Capitol. Yeah. Go all take that capital all
Look,
the
man,
way to Brookfield.
I ain't doing all that,
man. Because that's the only way you're gonna get to the airport on Sunday.
I'm gonna get a room across the street from the airport. I can't even do that now.
Bam. No,
now that's a
you
smart,
probably
good. That's a smart. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But you gotta do that at your own risk too.
Right. Tony, why did Tony say, what if I pull up in a Dukes of Hazzard car? I'm weak.
Confederate flag
the
on the side.
Confederate flag, boy. They were like, oh, let him through.
Barely making the half. That was my show back in the day. All right. We are going to get started with a special edition of Truth Swiping. Are y'all ready? Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. It's simple. We got Tony Smith in the building. We got Telly. I'm going to give them some hot topics happening in our community. All they have to do, along with you, Truth Nation, is let me know, are you swiping right or are you swiping left? If you're swiping right, that means I'm feeling it. I agree. I love it. Let's go. You swipe left, that means get out of there with all that mess. I'm not trying to do all that. All right. Here we go. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to start a little bit easy, and then we'll go into the more juicier stuff. All right. Now, the company Apple, we all know Apple, wants to replace 50% of iPhone assembly workers with robots by the year 2030. So Apple is ambitiously planning to automate half of its iPhone assembly workforce by 2030, aiming to enhance efficiency and reduce reliance on human labor. This strategic shift aligns with the broader tech industry trend of incorporating advanced robotics and AI, artificial intelligence, into manufacturing processes.
What's the percentage you said?
50%.
Are those 50 in China? Or are those the American 50?
Those are in China. So as more than a million people are currently involved in the manufacturing of new iPhones.
I'm going to swipe right because that's inevitable. I mean, you're talking about technology and you're talking about robots doing something with other electronics. So it's the inevitable. I mean, it's something that has been saying for years and years. Oh, there won't be a lot of, you know, human jobs left. There'll be all robots and stuff. But when it comes to making new iPhones, I think robots are qualified to probably do that. So I'm going to swipe right because I think it's inevitable.
I'm going to swipe left just because it's Apple and I'm an Android guy. I don't really like Apple. So I don't really care what they
do. Whatever's, green,
whatever's the worst for their business model, I'll take it.
All right. All right, Truth Nation, let us know, are you swiping right or left? 833-212-1017. You can also watch me, Telly, and Tony live on our YouTube channel. So you want to go to YouTube right now and just simply search for 101.7 The Truth. Now, next, and Telly, this may be something of interest to you considering that you have two younger children. 42% of Gen Z say they plan to use debt to finance their trips. A recent survey from Bankrate reveals that 42% of Gen Z individuals are planning to finance their summer vacations using debt, indicating a willingness to prioritize travel over financial caution. And this trend is also seen among millennials, with 47% of millennials planning to take on debt for similar reasons. The reasons are including the allure of memorable experiences and the desire to explore new destinations seem to outweigh the immediate financial consequences for these younger generations.
I'm going to swipe left. I don't think you should ever work out of a deficit of any point. And that's not something that I would really encourage my kids to do. Thankfully, they're not at a point to make those type of decisions. But I don't think that's ever a good thing to prioritize. I mean, you can prioritize whatever you want and however you want, but to do it out of debt, I mean, shoot, I don't even want to go out unless I have a certain amount of money in my pocket. So let alone trying to travel and you really don't have the means to, just because you want the experience. How about get the money first and then you get the experience? So I'm swiping left.
And I'm going, Tony? I'm going opposite again. I'm going right on this because you're going to work the rest of your life. Listen, the system has got you until 60-something, technically, but we know many people are working beyond that. So you're going to be working the rest of your life anyway. Might as well run up some bills and have a good time. I mean, what's the difference?
What'd you say, Tony? Spend that check, get it right back.
YOLO.
Yeah. YOLO, YOLO.
Right. Go get your experience. Because, I mean, I don't like the format because you're going to, like I say, you work to your mid-60s, late 60s, early 70s.
And Social Security might not even be around by the time we get 60
now.
Something.
Man, yeah. I'm 56, and I'm like, I just want to lay down every day. So. Yeah.
Now, see, now, Ricky, you supposed to hit the damn button when he, like Dave, like Don Cheadle, when he told Kevin Hart he was 56. Damn! All right, y'all. When we come back from break, we're going to continue our truth swiping. Also, we're going to get into truth, this or that, or truth or dare. Y'all, again, it's the morning time. I'm going to get 20,000 consecutive hours of sleep one day.
Nice.
I'm working on that. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. We come back. We're going to bring you more truth swiping, as well as a special edition with guest co-host Tony Smith of Truth or Dare. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky, tell us which way you swiping today.
All right, you heard the brother. We got our truth swiping. Also, we've got live in the studio guest co-host Tony Smith. And on our YouTube message board, Erica says, I think if your student loans have been forgiven, go on those trips. We're talking about a large number of Gen Zers, all the way up to 42% and 47% of millennials plan to take on debt in order to finance their trips. They don't care. They're ready to do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
And Erica said, hey, I think if your student loans have been forgiven, take those trips. Hey. Tony and I agree too. Telly's not so much. Telly is like, look, Don't
Kelly's hating. Listen, building up debt is a good way to get your credit score built up high. Just make sure you don't miss any payments.
There's other ways to get your credit score up too, Tony.
How? You need revolving credit to get your credit score up.
But you don't have to go into debt.
Yeah, you do. You just got to pay it off on time.
Yeah.
All right. Our next truth swiping, and again, our truth talking text line is 833-212-1017. I was so excited to hear this news and to read this news. I'm gonna see Tony and Telly's reactions because this is like one of my favorite movies of all time, and so this franchise now, Eddie Murphy, the voice behind the beloved character Donkey, has revealed that Shrek 5 is set to grace the box office screens in 2025, marking a triumphant return for the iconic animated franchise after a lengthy hiatus. The comedian, the genius Eddie Murphy, didn't stop there. He also dropped the bombshell that Donkey will have a spinoff movie part of this development. So this announcement comes as a delightful surprise because I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but Shrek has grossed billions of dollars at the box office and even clinched the inaugural Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. Y'all swiping right or left?
I'm swiping right. I'm a huge Eddie Murphy fan, and I think he's one of the ones that honestly don't get the credit or the adulation that I think he deserves. I when you talk about, oh, who's your favorite actor, and you know, who's this, who's that, Eddie Murphy name really doesn't come up that much. And but if you look at his body of work, from his stand-ups to the movies and the money, I couldn't even imagine how much money his movies have grossed over it. Like, if all of his movies combined, like, come on,
probably,
man.
Probably trillions.
Yes,
probably
yes. Trillions. So I'm swiping right. Big Eddie Murphy fan.
I like the Shrek series in general. I remember first watching those, and I was like, man, this. I mean, it's a kid's like franchise, but there's so many adult themes in there because they know the adults got to take the kids to watch it.
Yeah,
and I just remember, man, I appreciate how they embedded that kind of stuff in there to keep the adults interested because they had to go. So I'm good with this. So that means I'm swiping right. I take it.
Yes, and I would go on a date to go see Shrek 5.
You would?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. What? Denise, would you like to go see Shrek 5? I'm already at the theater. What's up? Absolutely. Speaking of movies, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, Telly and Tony, because this just drives me nuts. And I love this person. He's a legendary hip-hop artist, actor, movie maker, filmmaker, basketball league owner. I love me some Ice Cube, but I'm swiping left on this because this has been going on probably now for the past 10-15 years. Ice Cube confirms that last Friday, the movie as part of the Friday franchise is finally in the works. Now, we've heard this about 20,000 times. So Ice Cube has officially confirmed that last Friday, the long anticipated final installment of the Friday franchise is finally moving forward. After years of stalled negotiations and disputes with Warner Brothers, the two parties have reached an agreement to bring the project to life. Ice Cube shared this news during a recent interview, expressing optimism about the film's future and the importance of getting it right for the fans. But Chris Tucker ain't going to be in this long.
Oh, bro.
Okay, are you
this guy stinks!
Are you swiping right or left, Kelly?
I'm going to go right. I'm a fan of this. And I know that we have been waiting for the last Friday movie to come out for years, but there has been some hiccups. I mean, you had some key role. I mean, some key actors and actresses that, I mean, like John Witherspoon passed away, and
Bernie Mac passed away. Debo passed away.
Right. So I can see why there's been glitches or there's been setbacks in making this. But I mean, you look at all the other franchises that have had, you know, 4, 5, 6 movies, from Bad Boys to Fast and the Furious to now the new Beverly Hills. I think that it has enough, and there's so many fans of the Friday movies that I think it's going to be all right. But I think they have to get it right, though. I mean, if you're going to replace those people.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to get it right. But I'm going to swipe right. I hope they are able to do it right.
Yeah, I hope that as you continue to go on, I think it gets harder on some of those, especially with so many people missing. Like you said, you fell in love with those initial characters, and you're like, yeah, they're not even going to be there. Like, yeah. Who are you going to replace them with? How are you going to keep me interested? I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I'm in the middle. I don't know if I can swipe either way, but I guess I'll swipe right, because I do want to. I guess I'm curious. I will be curious to see how it's done. But like Telly said, it's a fine line between getting it right and being majorly disappointed if it's not good.
Yeah. I thought I was last Coming to America. I was like, I don't know. But then it ended up being, I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, but it didn't do well with Amazon.
Right? Oh,
it didn't do well.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Because, and this is what I was going to say about The Last Friday. See, now with social media, you know, people can watch a movie and get right on X or Instagram or Facebook and just start going in. Mm. And that's what happened with Coming to America. So, you know, best wishes to Ice Cube. I just know that it takes a lot of time, energy, and money to produce a film. And so, best wishes, but if I had to swipe, I'd swipe left.
You're swiping left. You're not really looking
especially
forward to
Chris
it.
Tucker's not going to. Come on now.
He wasn't
have
in, the
in the last one. Yeah, but this is the last one, though. This is the last installment.
Yeah.
So, if you got, come
it
on
It would
now.
Be like, interesting, Chris, yeah, to see who he would bring back. Who is, like, is Money Mike going to be in it? Is Smokey going to return? Or, yeah, I mean.
If you don't have Cat Williams. I mean, if you don't have Chris Tucker, you better have Cat Williams
now.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And Mike Epps.
Right.
All right. The Las Vegas Aces become the first WNBA team to sell out every home regular season game after winning back-to-back championships. They announced this achievement on June 20th with 18 home games at Michelob Ultra Arena and two at T-Mobile Arena. The Aces led the league in attendance last season and continue to draw large crowds, averaging 10,379 fans per game this season.
No, I'm definitely swiping right. And it's not just the excitement of the WNBA right now, because this has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark or anybody else. This has everything to do with being supportive of a team that is really good. I mean, we talked about it, DT, and you said you're going to try and get to a game when you get to Vegas. They have four Olympians on their team. So, woo. And then you have, it's Vegas. So a lot of people vacation there. So you get a lot of entertainers, a lot of NBA players that go to Las Vegas Aces games. And so it has definitely brought more attention. And what better place to do it than Vegas? So I'm swiping right. Good for them. And they have every reason, and fans out there have every reason to continue to sell those games out, because they are really good.
I can't wait to go. Tony?
Yeah, I'm going right on it, because I've said before that the WNBA, they play some good basketball. A lot of people haven't been watching. Now you got a lot more eyes on it. But the good thing about Vegas is there's always other people in Vegas. It's not just people who live there, right? So they got that advantage going. Like, and there are people are there for conventions or just whatever, and they're looking for stuff to do. And now that WNBA is on the radar, that's just another attraction that's there. They want to go see the venue. They want to go see this team. I can understand how they sold out every game. So it's a good place.
Congratulations again to the Las Vegas Aces for being the first WNBA team to sell out their entire season. All right, last but most certainly not least, as part of our truth swiping, Sean Harris, who is a black man, won Georgia's 14th Congressional District Democratic runoff against Clarence Blaylock with 71.5% of the vote. Sean Harris is now setting up a showdown with Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene in the upcoming election. Despite an initial defeat in the primary, Harris aims to challenge Greene, who has faced criticism and holds a mixed public perception. Harris pledges to end Greene's congressional tenure, he describes as toxic. Y'all swiping right.
I'm swiping
left. The
right.
Brother,
good
is
luck to that brother. And because Marjorie Greene, you don't even have to know about politics to know who she is. And she is off the chain. So hopefully Representative Harris can get her or end her tenure in Washington. Bad Body? Is it?
Was something like Bleach? Bleach like, Blonde? What is it? Something.
Butch Bod or something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
Come on. Somebody got the name.
Well, she'll be in Milwaukee on the 14th or 15th. She may already be here. Who knows? You're listening to the best morning show.
I got to find the name. I got to put a sign outside my window that says that.
She might see it. She'll be in the building. All right, y'all. We come back. We're going to get into our truth or dare. We've got Telly, and we've got special guest co-host Tony Smith in the building, so we're going to hear their truth, or will they take a dare? DJ Ricky and I will be here ready for both. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Boys talking down on the sidelines, watching, wishing they was playing the game we playing, but it's all good, though. Oh, wow. Brooke, what up?
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Wednesday, June 26th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Hope you are having a great week as you are tuned in to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've got guest co-host in the building, Tony Smith, and we're going to get into right now some truth or dare. Are you ready, Tony and Telly, for truth or dare?
Let's do it.
I think I'm ready.
Now, here's the thing, Tony and Telly. If you don't want to share your truth, DJ Ricky and I, we're not mad. But just know that you're going to have to take that dare.
Mm-hmm. Now, you hear that,
and
Tony?
There's no telling.
I'm hearing it.
Is that a yes or a
Wait, I got to use the bathroom.
Okay. Well, you do what you got to do. All right. Now, this is an interesting one. And Truth Nation, feel free to give us your truth if you feel so inclined. But we're going to start off with a very interesting question. Tony, Telly, I present you with an envelope that contains the exact date and time of your death. Are you opening up the envelope or are you giving it back to me?
Now, you started easy. I'm giving that thing back to you. I came up with that answer in like 0.2 seconds.
You did. You grabbed the mic. You weren't even like, you was like.
it's just date and time. It's not how, right? It's just date and time.
You're presented with an envelope that contains the exact date and time of your death. Do you open it?
I'm open.
Or do you give it back?
Excuse me.
I'm open it so I can plan.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say, I'll open it.
Get ready. You're talking about going on vacation, not worried about debt? You talking about not worried about debt? I know when it's time to spend.
I'm torn. I can't lie to you, gentlemen. I don't know whether I'd want to know or not. I mean, because if I do know the exact date and time of death, I'm probably going to
obsess over it.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go on with Tony. I want to know.
Yeah, there you go.
There's some people that I need to cuss out. And I'm going to do it right before the day I'm dying.
That is called
I'm gonna act a fool.
Unable to control your nosiness. That's the problem. You just got to know.
No, I just got to strategically plan. I'd be like, let me make this list.
Look, I only got 2 weeks and I'm out of here. I'd be like, what? Go on vacation? No, I'm out of here forever. So here it is.
Take my life savings, put it on red and black. Either double it for my family or I'm going to be broke.
I mean, for real, though, like, I think knowing when I'm going, I wish if I could know the exact, like, it's not even just the date, it's the time too, Telly. Like, you're going to know when you wake up that morning, do I got 5 minutes, 5 hours, 10 hours?
That's why I don't want to know. Yeah. All know. Those
Tony,
reasons.
You ain't waking up tomorrow. You ain't waking up. You're like, do you it that what? Night before.
Nah, it's 8:35. You're like, you know what? 9:45, man. It's been real.
Like, I ain't going to sleep. Let me stay up as long as I can because I ain't waking up tomorrow.
See, y'all be like, what? Denise is going on a cussing out spree. She just cussed out everybody today. Well, now you
That's
know why.
She's out of here tomorrow. No, I don't know.
Okay. I think I know the answer from Tony on this one, but Telly, I'm going to ask you, cash or credit?
Credit.
Really?
Credit, yeah.
I thought you were going to say cash.
Oh, no. You really don't. I never carry any cash. I'm very bad at that. So
you prefer credit versus cash?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm credit, too. I got a lot of points to get. You know, I got the credit cards with points. I got to use that credit.
I'm team credit too. Why spend my money when I can spend yours? No, I'm not, but I am.
As long as you pay them back.
Right. But I ain't got to pay you back
like
right
Erica
now.
Like Erica said.
Right.
Spend that check. Get
YOLO.
It right back. Right. Why my check getting garnished? Well, you remember back in 2024? YOLO.
Right. We saw you on the gram. You were doing it.
You're awesome.
Now you got to pay the piper.
Nah, you ain't.
All right. Comedian in a serious film or hip-hop artist in a comedy film?
Oh.
Comedian in a serious film or a hip-hop artist in a comedy film? What would you prefer to watch?
That's a good one. I'd say hip-hop artist in a comedy film because usually entertainers like that, they have personality and...
Usually.
And, yeah, I would say that. Ooh, that's a tough one, though. Man,
I know, right?
Yeah, because there's been some really good comedians that, I mean, we were just talking about Eddie Murphy. I mean, he's had several serious roles that were really good movies, but I'm gonna go with hip hop artists.
Okay. Yeah. Hip hop artists in a comedy film.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah.
Would you prefer a comedian in a serious film or a hip hop artist in a comedy film?
I think you go the hip hop artist in the comedy, it would have to be like Snoop. I could see Snoop doing a comedy. I couldn't see like 50 Cent doing a comedy. But I would go the other way. I'm going to say a comedian in a serious role, because I think they're already in that zone of acting, because like, their stage is pretty much an act too. So I think I would go that way.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, you mentioned Snoop. I just thought about Soul Plane. Like, he was funny in that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So you got artists that can be funny.
Okay. Now, Telly, you know me well enough to know what my answer for this is, but let's start with you and Tony. Hang out with little kids or hang out with older folks? You already know my answer.
I'm not hanging out with little kids. I'm going to tell you my answer right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not hanging out with little kids.
And that's definitely my answer as well. Because I truly think that when you hang around older folks, the only thing that you can get is wisdom and knowledge. And so, yeah.
Or they're going to tell you about yourself.
Or they're going to tell you about yourself.
And all you can do is just listen and say, yes, ma'am, or no, sir. Now, Telly, you already know which one do you think I'm selecting?
Definitely older folks. I don't. Yeah, you don't do kids.
I'm allergic to kids. Y'all make me break out in hives.
I got those same allergies myself.
Man, I'm so allergic to kids, especially when I go to Target and they just be everywhere. Oh no, Telly, I'm telling you, I have literally been having major allergy reactions because, you know, I travel all the time and they're everywhere in the airports right now.
Oh gosh. Yeah,
they're everywhere.
We were talking about that. Yeah, germs.
And the other day, I saw this one get sick. Sit behind me in first class. I said, what is going on? I wanted to ask the parent, you are setting this child up for failure. Like, they already, they don't have to do anything. Man, yeah. I had to work for mine.
I need more miles to fly first class. I got to run my credit cards up.
Tony, you know you can use other forms of currency to sit in first class. It's called just like...
I ain't paying for first class.
Okay, you're not paying for it. All right, okay. Look, I respect your
position.
Just get
an extra drink.
Call first thing in the morning or call in the middle of the night? What would you rather have? A call first thing in the morning or a call in the middle of the night?
Man. That used to be an easy question before I took this job. I'm going to have to go with the morning now, because don't call me at night, because there's a good chance I'm not going to be up.
I'm going to answer this in a weird way. I would say call me in the middle of the night, because then I know I'm not going to answer it. If you call me in the morning, I'll probably answer the call. But if you call me in the middle of the night, my ringer is off. I'm not going to pick up the call. So please call in the middle of the night.
So what you're saying is basically, I don't want to talk to you either way. So for me not to feel as bad, just call me when I'm not going to answer the phone.
Call me in the middle of the night. Right. There you go.
Yeah, well, I'm my truth is exactly the same. I'm already up in the morning now. So call me in the morning. But if you call me in the middle of the night, you're getting a voicemail.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, gentlemen. Y'all made it through another truth swiping. Mm. I thought, you know, the whole question regarding the envelope stating your date and time of death, I thought that was going to be harder for both of you.
No.
Were just like, I really thought that was going to be like, oh man,
Telly was scared of the envelope.
Oh no, I'm not afraid of it. But I just think about it. Yeah, you know, but here's the thing about some information: you can't unknow it. Like, once you open it up and then see it, you don't know how you're going to just agonize about that every single day. And you may start a doggone calendar X-ing off. Like, yeah.
Well, you put a plan together.
Yeah, I only got, you know.
Well, look at the truth talking text.
2,000 days left.
Craig asked a great question. What if you open the envelope And the date and time is the same day and just later in that day. Like, you get the
envelope. I better hurry up and start spending.
And it says June 26th,
Craig,
like 12:30 p.m.
Craig, that's why your boy Telly ain't opening it.
You're going to just be surprised dead later.
Ain't that how it's always been?
It depends.
So that's a great question. So Tony, if you open up the envelope and the note inside says you're going to die today around 12:45 p.m.
You can't be like, no, I ain't mean to open it.
Nah, but you said that's how it's always been. No, I mean, you could be somebody, people could be have been sick for a while, battling some kind of ailment. Or, like, if you open that envelope and it says later today, that means something crazy happened. Like, you get a victim of a drive-by, something unexpected happened. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm like, I'd rather know. Okay, something about to happen. Let me go ahead and get my ducks in a row here.
Let me keep rolling the way I'm rolling right now.
you're just gonna step out into the
there
street.
There would be so many people that get a call from me where it says, "You got a second? I need to get some things off my chest."
But every day that date will be on your
later.
Mind.
Hey, you this is later today. Up here and tell say
that
it's later today, though.
It's later
but it's
today.
Later today. Yeah, like you got a few more hours to live. What are you gonna do?
Nah, I'm good.
Hey, I ain't coming in
to
work.
I'm making phone calls.
I ain't coming in to work
I'm spending.
Today.
I'm going to call I'm in calling, that day, though.
I'm buying.
What?
I'm buying a whole bunch of gifts. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm calling all the credit card companies and tell them, take this job and shove it. I'm going in.
Hey, what's my credit limit? Hold on. Buying everything for everybody.
I'm out. Yeah.
Everybody gets a car. You get a car.
I ain't with it.
No?
No, I'm not.
You don't
want
to know.
No. Yeah, y'all still didn't give me a compelling argument to make me go the other way. I still don't want to know. Because you cannot. I mean, I'm a thinker, and I can overthink at times. And every day, my friends will have to hear about my expiration date. Because, I ain't got that much time left. No, come on. Mm-mm. Nope.
Well,
nope,
Creation nope. Muse on our YouTube message board, you can stream and watch Tony, Telly, and I live right now on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Man, our subscribers are growing daily. I'm loving this.
Yes, they
and
are.
Creation Muse says that would make a good movie. I think so, too. That'd make a great movie.
I think so as well. And another thing that will make our viewership grow, the 2024 election cycle is in full effect. And we at the award-winning 101.7 The Truth will be here to keep you up to date and informed on how this election can and will impact you. Tune in this Thursday night as we broadcast the first United States presidential debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Debate coverage begins at 8 p.m. Again, that is the U.S. presidential debate tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. So that will definitely continue to increase our subscribers on YouTube. You can always go to YouTube and Twitter and catch us 101 at 101.7 The Truth and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah, we're obviously going to have plenty to talk about tomorrow in reference to the presidential debate between former President Donald J. Trump and current President Joe Biden. That's going to be
Yes. And our friend Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board right away and said, will there be a live chat? Rachel, I'll look into that because I'm sure if it's going to be on YouTube, we will definitely have the message board up and we can all comment on what we're hearing.
I'm just looking forward to hearing on both sides two things. And I'm just gonna say it the way I would say it if I were the moderator. Are we going to war? Are we prepared for natural disasters as climate change and global warming increase? Those would be my two like most important questions because at the end of the day, that's something that I don't want to see former President Trump go after President Biden's mental capacity, and I don't want to see President Joe Biden go after President Trump's criminal record. Because it is what it is. For both, it is what it is. Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about what we're going to do for American people. And again, for me, the most important thing is national security. Are we going to war? Will there be a civil war? What will be the reactions if either of you lose or win? Those are the things I want to know. So we'll have more to talk about tomorrow as we get ready to watch the presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we're going to give you our truth of the matter. We got guest co-host in the building, Tony Smith. You'll hear from Telly and you'll hear from me. Truth of the matter coming up next. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Before we get in our truth of the matter, tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will speak with health experts from Outreach Community Health Centers about the many quality services they offer, like medical care, dental care, and behavior health services. This is not just a show. It's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
And we also have another exciting and informative program this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Carrie Noni will be joined by reproductive justice advocates, where they will have an in-depth discussion about reproductive justice and Black maternal health. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Tony, thank you again for joining us and being a guest host as always. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts are, you know, whatever gin you are or whatever, get out there and have fun. Have some experiences. Spend that money. Don't be afraid. You're going to be working the rest of your life anyway. Might as well go have some fun now while you can before you get 70 and you can't do anything. You can't move around. You don't feel like traveling. You want to be like me and sit on the couch all day. Get on out there and enjoy yourself, people.
My truth.
Spend.
Stimulate the economy.
My truth of the matter, we were just talking about during the last segment of our show about the debates that are coming up tomorrow night between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden. And I saw a quote that really made a lot of sense to me, and it's something that I think people should think about, and hopefully they won't get into it that much about the Donald Trump's criminal record, and Denise was talking about this during the break about, you know, is Trump gonna try to attack Joe Biden's age and cognitive skills? Let's talk about the things that really matter to the American people, not just taking digs at each other. But the quote that I saw, it said, it's amazing how someone has more love for a felon than they do their own country. Just imagine that.
Well, those are both great truth of the matter and final thoughts. For me, going back to Ayesha Carr, and yes, rules are to be followed, but you can't accuse someone, and even to the point of filing a criminal complaint against someone, when goodness knows you've done way more negative impactful things. And for you to have the audacity to use that as a way of being punitive, Ayesha Carr to me has demonstrated the utmost positive intent in serving the district for parents and students and families. And the fact that she resigned and now almost 3 months later being charged with theft and fraudulent activity, MPS, again, have a seat, and let's get back to focusing on what matters the most in this situation, and that is students having access to quality public education. And salute to Aisha Carr for every contribution that she made during her service as a board member. Because again, I have yet to hear any parent or student complain. If anything, they have praised her work and her service and her commitment. So salute to you, Aisha Carr. That does it for today. Up next, you want to stay tuned. We've got 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. We're going to be on assignment tomorrow, but you best believe, Lord willing, because I ain't got an envelope yet. Telly didn't get an envelope. So we plan on being live.
Telly didn't open it, so he don't even know.
Oh, that's right. He wouldn't look at it anyway. We're going to be back here on Friday. So again, tomorrow we're on assignment again. Tony Smith, thank you so much for guest co-hosting.
Yeah, thank you.
We will see y'all on the other side. Up next, Sherwin Hughes.
Peace out.
The Truth Family Fest is back. If you're looking for a fun opportunity to showcase your clothing line, restaurant, nonprofit organization, food truck, or small business, look no further than doing it at our Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th. We are currently accepting vendor applications for our festival, and you don't want to miss out on this great opportunity to promote your business and be part of all the fun. For more information or to sign up to be a vendor, visit truthfamilyfest.com.
It's that time of the year, Truth Nation, for our Truth Walk Against Violence. Violence is a problem which impacts all of us, but together we can make a difference. This is why I need you to join me and the Truth Team on Saturday, July 20th from 9 to noon for our second annual Walk Against Violence. Enough is enough. Now it's time to bring an end to senseless violence in our community and encourage a safer Milwaukee for us all. Join our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th. Visit 1017thetruth.com and sign up today. Together, we can bring an end to violence.
Enough is enough.
Carrie, where's Tori Lowe and Dr. Ken at? I'm trying to knock these commercials out.
How am I supposed to know, Sherwin?
Well, I'm about to do their parts because my impressions are on point anyway.
This is Dr. Ken Harris from Truth in the Afternoon, and I want you to download the Truth app in the Google Play Store and Apple Store so you can never miss my show or any of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Really, Kyle?
Sherwin, you are crazy.
Sherwin, your impression of me is horrible. Move. Give me my mic. I guess I'll just repeat what Sherwin said. Go to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to download the 101.7 The Truth app today so you can take the home of Milwaukee Black Talk with you wherever you are.
Can't listen live? Download the new 101.7 The Truth app on your smartphone today to catch up on all your favorite shows. Search 101.7 The Truth on your Google Play Store or Apple App Store so you don't miss out on any of the action.